Now, ladies, we're going to turn to James, the first chapter.
现在呢，我们来看雅各书第一章。
Now, James is an extraordinary character.
那雅各呢，是一个挺不寻常的人物。
He grew up in the same house with Jesus.
他跟主耶稣一起长大。
Now, I don't know if that would be very easy or not.
我不知道这个是容易还是不容易。
When you had a perfect boy there, and anything you did, you got in trouble for.
如果你家里边有一个完美的孩子，那你相比之下，你做任何事情你都是有麻烦的，都不太对。
Actually, during his ministry, James was not that friendly, or what shall I say, he wasn't really a follower of Jesus during Jesus' ministry.
那在主耶稣在世上开始服事的时候，他其实那时候并没有跟随耶稣。那我们也看到在他后边，其实那个雅各不是说特别容易接近的人。
I don't know when he was converted. I don't know when he gave his life or when he followed, when he believed in Jesus as the Son of God. But I would suspect maybe it was during the time he was on the cross and then when he was raised from the dead.
然后我不知道雅各他是什么时候跟随耶稣，什么时候真正信主把他的生命交给神的。但是我想可能是在主耶稣被钉十字架后来又复活之后。
But James became a leader in the church.
但是呢，雅各后来成了带领教会的。
And his book is a book that's very interesting.
他的那个书信呢，是非常有趣的。
Because he's writing it to the 12 tribes of the dispensation.
因为他是给擅住12个支派的人写信。
Deportation. In other words, it was the 12 tribes from the 12 tribes that had become children of God, but now because of the Romans and because of the persecution, they were deported around, out toward the world, the rest of the world, or at least parts of it.
我们知道就是从那个雅各的十二个儿子，就是十二个支派里边呢，就出来这个以色列民族。那后来到了，因为罗马呀，因为这些征服，那以色列的这十二个支派呢，就散居各地。
But that was a group of very important people.
但是那是一群很重要的人群。
For if they don't go out and spread it, it would die right there in Jerusalem.
因为如果他们不出去传福音到这个 外邦人就是到周围去传福音，那福音可能就集中在耶路撒冷，可能慢慢就没有了。
Now, Paul often encouraged people, but then Paul also would really get after them and tell them things that they needed to be careful about.
那保罗呢，他就通常是鼓励人们，但是他也会追着，就是好像追着他们，告诉他们要留意，要警戒的事情。
And you see, if you read the book of James, which is very easy to read, it's only five verses, only five chapters.
那雅各书是挺容易读的，因为比较短，只有五章。
He is instructing, he's trying to build these people, trying to warn them,and trying to build them in their faith.
那你看到雅各书呢，他是在想要建立这群人，也想要警告他们。
He's the one that said, if you lack wisdom, call upon God, but you must have faith when you call on him.
他是就是说，如果你缺乏智慧，你就缺乏智慧向神呼求，但是呢，你也要带着信心去求的，这是在雅各书里写的。
So if you read through James, you're going to see a lot of telling us what to do and what not to do.
所以呢，你如果读雅各书，你就看到它里边写了很多，你该做什么，你不做什么。
We're going to restart in the first chapter.
那我们今天先来看第一章。
And I want you to look at the 26th verse.
我想看大家看第26节。
And this is what he said.
那他说什么呢？
And think of him standing before you in your room, maybe sitting down with a cup of coffee.
你就想想他就在你家，在你，或者在跟你一起喝咖啡。
And as you're talking, he might say, you know, If anyone thinks he is religious and does not, I'm sorry, go ahead.
如果你想想你们在一起聊天，在边喝咖啡边说，他说，嗯，他说你想想，有的人如果自以为虔诚，自己觉得自己的宗教很好。
Now that is a strong statement.
那是一个，其实这么说是挺不客气的。
You have to learn those Christians in the first and second, and almost half of the third generation of time, they were very strict and very straight.
你知道，在第一世纪到第三世纪的基督徒，他们都是很严格的，也都是好像很谨守的。
And so he talks about something that we all have.
所以他讲到的是其实我们都明白的都有的。
We all have a tongue.
我们都有舌头。
Now, I don't think he was talking about the tongue as part of your ability to chew and to eat and to swallow.
他不是讲这个身体上的这个舌头就是你可以嚼咬东西你可以吃东西他讲的不是这个意思。
He was talking about your tongue being an instrument of speaking what is in your heart.
他的这个讲舌头是把它作为就是你能够表达你心里的意思能讲话的这样一个工具。
So he knew because he worked with many, many people, he knew there were some of them there that thought they were very, very religious, but they could not control their tongue.
然后呢他因为他和很多人同工，也和很多人工作过，所以他又知道有些人觉得自己非常的热心宗教，自己很虔诚，但是呢，却不能勒住自己的舌头。
And he said, you know, if you cannot control your tongue, then your religion is worthless.
他又说，你如果这个人他不能勒住他的舌头啊，那他的这个热心宗教就是徒劳无效了。
Then he picks that same theme up in chapter 3.
然后呢到第三章他又开始讲舌头。
So look at chapter 3 verse 5.
现在我们来看第三章第五节。
He said there, you can read it for me please.
Yes, 他说这样舌头在白体里也是最小的却能说大话。看哪最小的火能点着最大的树林。
And verse 6 please too, verse 6.
第六节舌头就是火。在我们白体中舌头是个罪恶的世界能污秽全身也能把生命的轮子点起来并且是从地狱里点着的。
Now you get an idea of how James was looking at us at one of the, what shall I say, one of the most personal, one of the most telling things about a person is how he uses his tongue.
所以呢在这里你就看到雅各他就说你如果能够辨识一个人最能表现一个人的其实就是他的舌头。
You know, I like what he calls, he says, it's just a little small member.
他说这个舌头在白体就是一个很小小小的部分。
Now I'm not going to ask you to stick your tongue out, but your tongue can't go very far, can it?
如果你把舌头伸出来其实你的舌头伸不了多远对吧就只能出来。
I'm very happy about that myself. Wouldn't it look awful with our tongues hanging out? Anyway, that's me. I'm sorry.
我有时候看着镜头看到自己的舌头伸出来我就觉得很好笑很好玩。
But he said that little tongue, that little thing in your mouth can really boast of great things.
他说这个小小的舌头呢却能够大大的自夸能说大话。
But there is a result in that. Something happens because of that.
因为呢，他说大话呢，就导致一个结后果。
He said, how great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire.
他说一个最小的火能点着一个最大的树林。
And when our tongue is like that, it is really a world of unrighteousness.
如果我们的舌头是像那样的话那真是一个不公不义的世界。
So he ends up this verse 6 and says, the tongue is set among our members, and we see it's staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life and setting on fire by hell.
他就讲的说舌头是一个不公义的世界，能够污秽全身，而且能够把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
So he comes out with something that is really very strong. It sets a fire from hell.
所以呢，从这个舌头里面能出来的这个能力，这个杀伤力是巨大的。他说这个火呢，好像是从地狱里点着的，就是从地狱里点燃的火。
That's one of the things that people are fearful of about dying is going to hell and the fire that is never quenched.
这就是人为什么他很怕死，知道说在地狱里火是永远不灭的。
But you see what he's saying? He's saying to us, if you cannot control your tongue, it's just like the fire of hell, what it can do.
说，所以雅各说，如果你不能勒住你的舌头，就像地狱里的火所能做的。
Now, I think if there's anything that for many, many people, it is a problem, their tongue is a problem.
对很多很多人来讲，如果说那儿有个问题的话，其实就是他们的舌头。
You know, the word of God tells us that we are to be, content in whatever state we find ourselves.
神的话语告诉我们，不管我们处在什么状态，我们都要知足。
In other words, contentment is a mark of Christianity.
所以知足呢，是我们一个基督徒的一个记号。
And so we realize that when we're not content, when we're discontent, many times what happens is we begin to complain.
当我们不知足、不满足的时候，很多时候就开始抱怨。
But many times our complaining is not, it, well, not many times, our complaining doesn't lift the heart of others, nor does it lift our heart.
你知道吗？抱怨的时候呢，你不能把别人的心给举起来，不，也不能把自己的心给举起来，对谁都没好处。
You see, James knew that as a child of God, we were to be like him. We were to have the virtues that he told us that we needed to have.And when people complains and dissatisfies, it's not being Christ-like.
所以雅各就是知道说，我们作为神的儿女，我们应该是像神，我们应该有他的特质，有他的本质。但是当我们抱怨的时候，我们可是不像神。
You know, the Lord wants us to cast our care not on other people, but cast it on him.
神呢，想让我们把我们的顾虑呢，不是丢在别人身上，而是把我们的顾虑卸给我们的重担卸给神。
You said, "Can I go complaining to the Lord?"
你说我可以向神去抱怨吗
？You can go to him not with a complaining spirit, but with a questioning. He answers. You know, he listens to us. He knows us. He recognizes us.
就是我们到神面前不是抱着一个抱怨的态度，而是带着一个你可以向神去求问，然后神是了解我们，他也知道我们。
And a discontent spirit comes from a discontent heart. And that means there's something there that is causing you not to be happy in Jesus, not to be showing the love of Jesus, but some other spirit.
就是说呢，一个抱怨的心态呢，一个这个态度呢，来自于一个抱怨的心，那就表示你里边呢，你并没有说以主耶稣，就是以他为你的喜乐，也没有让他的爱充满你，那你里边是有一些别的东西。
You know, you might say, Sister Schwartz, I know what you mean because I have a tendency to complain.
你说，妈咪呀，我知道你的意思是怎么样，因为我就是有这个抱怨的倾向。喜欢抱怨。
And it's very difficult for me not to.
那我不抱怨是很难的。
I'm sort of used to it.
我都习惯了。
It's the first thing that comes to my mind and when I have all these, I just want to complain.
这就好像是我的第一反应，有事情来的时候我就想抱怨。
Then you need a relationship with God.That you know that he loves you and you can go to him And when things are not like you want it, Lord, help me. See if it's me or see if it what the circumstances and help me to become content.
就是说这样的话呢，你就需要跟神有关系，你要知道神爱你，所以你第一件事情你到他面前，你说神啊，你帮助我，帮助我看到这个到底是我的问题还是环境，到神面前来求问。
When you start to recognize that you do more complaining and you shouldn't be complaining because you have so much more than maybe 2/3 of the people on this earth have.
然后呢，如果你意识到这个，你要知道说其实呢我们不应该抱怨，我们比世界上三分之二的人所有的东西都多，我们物质上都更丰富。
And he wants us to be thankful in all things.
神想让我们凡事谢恩，在各种环境下谢恩。
So just get alone with him and begin to tell him, Lord, I have this problem. I really need your help.
所以呢，你可以到神面前跟神同行，你把你的问题告诉他说，神啊，我有这个抱怨的问题，你帮助我。
Spend a little more time in prayer with him.
在祷告上花一点时，更花一点时间跟他在一起。
I've been dealing with a person that has some problems, some real problems now. But as the time has gone on, the person is beginning to understand that she was part of the problem.
然后呢，我在帮助一个人，那在我们这时间长了，那这个人他真的是有难处，他慢慢就意识到说这个问题的一部分就在于他自己，他本身。
You know, when you complain about your husband, that's a, when women get together, sometimes that's a subject they want to talk about.
当你抱怨你丈夫的时候，你知道这个女生在一起的时候，常常就是这个主题，就是开始抱怨他们的先生。
And you say, but Sister Schwartz, I got to tell somebody.
你说妈咪啊，我总得给什么人讲讲吧。
Well, tell Jesus.
告诉耶稣,
your friends can't straighten up your husband.
你的先生也没法改变，你的朋友们也没法改变你的先生。
It's only Jesus that can straighten up your husband.
只有主耶稣可以把他弄好。
And you know you can't get rid of your mother-in-law, so you need to ask God to give you the grace to be kind and loving until she'll learn to love you.
你也没法说不要你的婆婆，所以你就求神给你恩典，让你能够爱她，能够对她友好，对她良善。
What I'm trying to say to you is recognize when you have a problem.
所以我想要讲的是，当你有问题的时候，你要认识到你是有问题的。
Don't accept it.
接纳那个问题，接纳这种状况。
Don't say, well, I'm just this way, or I've got to vent it, I've got to get it out. Well, then.Get it out to Jesus.
然后你就说，哎呦，我就是这样的呀，我得把这个情绪给发出去啊。那你如果要这样的话，你把你的情绪告诉主耶稣，让主耶稣。
So work on this. If this is one of your weaknesses, work on it because the Lord said it can become a fire from hell because it can make others discontent.
所以呢，如果你有这个问题呢，就在上边来，来用功，因为主耶稣说，如果你不小心的话呢，就变成一个小能点着这个树林的火虫，而且从地狱里点着的。
You know, our country's in a mess. Okay, we know that.
到现在是美国是一团糟，大家也都知道。
But many of you listen to people that's going to make you feel even worse.
但是很多时候呢，我们听的一些新闻或者什么，让我们感觉更加糟糕。
So many times when they think they're getting this out, they're talking it out. Sometimes it's a fire from hell that is igniting others to have hatred.
然后呢，你知道有的时候你听那些就是说的人，他就说我要把这个讲出来。但是有的时候呢，他这个情绪呢，让人里边的仇恨、那个憎恨能够出来，像是地狱里的火。
So don't make those your companionship.Recognize that I can go to Jesus, I can go to my Father, I can tell him what's in my heart. And sometimes he might say, but you know, this is your problem too.
然后呢，就是不要让这些呢成为，就是跟这些很让你能够引起仇恨的这种东西作伴，而是呢告诉耶稣，把你的问题告诉天父，然后有时候神会让你看出来，你也是，其实有些问题在于你自己。 你也是问题的一部分。
Some of you complain about your husband doesn't do anything.
有的人就抱怨说我的先生什么也不做。
And you tell him how he doesn't help you and how he just, you know, he just comes in and he sits down and you get so upset about it. You're complaining to your friends.
然后有时候你就跟你朋友就是抱怨说你看我先生回到家里往那儿一坐啥也不做。
But did you ever understand what your husband's carrying?
你知道你先生他所背负的担子吗？
He's carrying the whole responsibility for his family.
他要养家糊口，整个养家的责任都在他肩膀上。
He knows he has to work. He knows he has to do what he's doing. Many times the job is frustrating. And when he comes home, he really is very tired or his mind is very upset or so. And yet we as women sometimes feel like, well, why doesn't he help me? Why doesn't he do? If we had to carry...The care of our family, like some women do, whose husbands have left them or died, you would understand what a tremendous burden that is on a person.
因为我们的先生呢，他们知道他们要养家糊口，在单位上有时候有些事情也不是很顺，所以当他一天下来回到家，他其实可能是很累了，或者他的思想、精神上都已经很累了。所以你有时候就说啊，他怎么什么都不做呢？其实你是不了解，如果你有他那样的担子，就像有些。女生他们的先生或者是去世了或者是离开他的那种担子养家糊口的担子是很重的。
If you feel something in here like the Lord is saying, oh, or you're thinking, yes, that's me, ask God to help you.
如果你感觉到里边开始有点这种情绪不对神说你是这样吗你说你就向神求让他帮助你。
And I'm going to give you one more that that's the tongue.The power of the tongue.
然后我再给你讲下边这个舌头的能力，这个舌头的有多大的力量。
And that's gossiping.
那就是说闲话。
Oh, I don't know how many reputations have been ruined by some people gossiping.
你不知道我是有知道有多少人因为别人这样说闲话，他们的名声就被毁了。
I was born before the Second World War.
我在二战之前就出生了。
And I was probably about 12 during the war.
在那个二战的时候，我大概十二岁。
And they used to make signs and put it up, you know. They would have what we call Uncle Sam, and he wants you. He's telling the boys he wants them to join and that kind of thing. But there was another thing they used to say.
然后呢，那时候通常就有那种海报嘛，就放在外边，就是说这个山姆大叔想要你，就是在征军。但是他们还有时候放别的东西。
They would say, be careful. There's many a slip between the cup and lip.
他说要小心在你的他说在那个杯子和你的那个和你的舌头之间有很多这个小小的就是隐一点点的东西戳印他叫。
Now that was a military saying.
这是一个军事上的就是军队上用的。
They were telling those soldiers,that know, have information, that even if it's a slight information, there were so many spies that they had to be careful.
就他们其实在军队上是说呢，即使你在喝茶的时候，怎么饮的时候，你说的小小的话，即使是一点点，你觉得因为有很多的间谍，可能这种信息都会透露出去。
You see, when you would have when you're talking about a cup,Right away, you're thinking, oh, an American would say, it's coffee. But the Chinese may say, it's tea. But anyhow, it's a time you're relaxing and maybe having it with a friend or a person.
他就是说他那个里边讲到用了一个英文词叫 cup, 就是杯子。他说那美国人讲到杯子就想到是喝咖啡的时间。那中国人讲到杯子就想到喝茶的时间。就是代表呢就是你放松跟朋友在一起放松的时间。
So they said, be careful.Because there's many a slip between the cup and the lip. In other words, keep your mouth shut. Don't tell them anything about what's going on. Because it may be a spy. So there's many a slip between the cup and the lip.
他的一个就像有点押韵似的。他说你要非常的小心在你的这个放松喝茶或者喝咖啡的时间中和你的言语之间呢可能有很多小小的跌绊他说有可能就是有这个特工有这种间谍在听你的要说的所以你要小心你的言语。
And gossiping, my friend, there have been many people's reputation destroyed. There have even been separations of husbands and wives by people gossiping. There have been many terrible things that's happened just because someone wants to say something. Sometimes they don't even for sure that it's true.
你知道有很多他的人的那个名誉被毁掉，或者有的时候夫妻这样的关系破裂，还有很多很糟糕可怕的事情发生，就是因为这种就是说闲话，甚至有些人他们说的时候也不确定他们说的是不是真的。
You know, usually they start out with, "Did you hear?"
通常他们怎么开始说，哎，你知道吗？
And then they go on to tell you about this and this and this and this, you know, whatever.
Right away, 他们继续地说，这个那个的。
Right away, you should be warned. They're going to be telling me something about someone else. And usually think about this.
所以呢，你应该马上就意识到，他们要再讲一些别人的事情，你应该想到，要警醒到。
When they do, they tell you. You may want to not think, oh, well, but most of the time it puts a doubt about that person in your mind.
其实呢，他为什么呢？因为当这个人讲的时候，他讲另外一个人，他就让你对另外一个人其实里边开始有一个疑惑，有个怀疑。
But as Christians, you know, it may be true what they say.But this isn't what we are. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
他们说了讲的这件事情有可能是真的，但是我们是在主里的弟兄姐妹。
And I've said it time and time again that the blood relation sisters and brothers end at the grave. But you and I, our brothers and sistership goes on forever.
我就是不断重复的说，我们在地上的这个血缘上的这个弟兄姐妹的关系到了坟墓就结束了，但是我们在主里的弟兄姐妹，我们的这种关系是持续到永远的。
So we shouldn't try to push them down. We shouldn't try to hear little things and then spread it all around.
所以呢，我们不要去就是把别人好像给压下去，去讲他们的一些事情。
That's the oneThat starts the fires like hell.
因为那个就是把地狱的火给点起来的。
And you hurt other people's reputations.
你听到就是别人的这个名誉名声。
Or you put bad thoughts in the mind you're talking to.
或者你把就是跟你对话的人，你把那个疑惑呀，或者是对另外一个人不好的念头放在这个人的思想里。
You say, what shall I do? Then go to Jesus about the person.Or if you know the person well, go and speak to them. Don't spread these things. This is the fire from hell. And if you think you're religious, he said, no, no, you're not religious. Because you're spreading this.
所以呢，你去到主耶稣面前把你的想法告诉他，或者你跟那个你有想法那个人呢关系比较好，你直接去告诉他，不要把这个事情给扩散开。因为呢，主耶稣说你觉得这是虔诚吗？这是热心宗教吗？这个绝对不是的。
Well, now let's go back to the first chapter.
然后现在我们再回到雅各书第一章。
And the 27th verse, the last verse.
第一章的最后一节。27节。
Now he's trying to, sort of build them up in an area that maybe many of them weren't thinking about.
然后呢他也想在也许他们还没有想到的方面来建造他们。
Now he gives us something here that I have often thought about. It's really seemed to be a command to the Lord because so many times Jesus spoke about the poor, about those who, and the widows and that, you know, he had compassion on them.And so he's telling us here that we must have compassion on them too.
然后呢，我觉得这个是从主那里来的一个吩咐，一个诫命。因为主耶稣在地上施工的时候，有很多次讲到这个穷人、贫穷的人，讲到孤儿寡妇。
And so he says here, religion then is pure and undefiled before God the Father. In this is one of the areas of pure religion.To visit orphans and widows in their affliction.
他说那 在这个没有清洁没有玷污的千层，就这种的到底是什么呢？就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，照顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
That verse where it says visit doesn't mean you're to go to their houses and see them. It means you are to consider what, if they have nothing and they can do nothing and they really need help.
他就这个看顾呢，他这个英文的词呢，不是说你去探访他，去看他们，而是说这个人他什么也没有，这些孤儿寡妇自己也不能做什么，那你就是要看你能帮到什么，去帮助他们。
And in this way, he said that this is really pure religion. This is really pure and being undefiled because you're caring about those who have nothing.
这真的他说是清洁没有玷污的这种热这种虔诚，因为呢，他们什么也没有，你真的是看顾他们。
Maybe we should be looking around to see if there are some widows or orphans.We may not find many here in America, but there are billions of them around the world that we can, you know, we can find a place that works with them and donate something. Let the Lord know you care about the others and particularly those who have nothing.
所以我们可以看看周围，也可能在我们周围没有很多的这种孤儿寡妇，但是在这个全这个世界上有十几亿的这样子的孤儿寡妇，所以就是神帮助我们，看我们就是你可以去奉献啊，或者去帮助。
And he closes off this chapter and says, and keep oneself unstained from the world.
而且他最后结束的时候，保守自己不沾染世俗。
We know that the world bids high for us.
我觉得这个世界上对我们这个其实诱惑是很大的。
And it's very easy in America to get to the place where things mean so much to you.
然后呢，在美国是很容易，就是说你这个物质好像对你抓住你的心，让你很容易看重。
Where prestige means so much, people looking up to you.
或者是名望对你来讲呢是很重要，你希望别人能仰慕你。
And even pornography.
甚至有的时候就是那个黄色的录像，那些不好的东西也会抓住人的心。
They have found even so many that claim to love the Lord looking at pornography.
就发现说有很多就是宣称自己很爱主的，但是他们也是在看这个黄色录像。
We have to be very careful.
我们在这个时代要非常的谨慎小心。
Our flesh can be very weak.
我们的肉体可以很软弱。
We can be sort of taken off. You know, people can sort of drag us along. We just seem to be, some people are real followers and people can lead us into things that are wrong.
然后你知道我们要很小心，就是有的人看上去好像他真的是跟随神，他也可能会把你要带偏。
Yes, they can lead you away. They can talk you into compromise. They can, yes.
他们就说他看上去是带领的人，看上去听上去也很好，可能会把你带偏，让你就是对妥协，对一些原事情。
Now, ladies, we need to look at things properly.
我们要对事情看得合乎中道。
Now let's take value. We need to value certain things.
我们要来就是对一些事情做一些评估。
Now I can do these things that I've been talking about today, and they don't seem like very much, you know. And I'm not too bad. I just a little bit here and a little bit there. But remember this: God said that we are here, we're tested.We're being tried to see if we're worthy to be one that will live with him forever and ever.
有的时候你说我谈的今天这些事情，你觉得好像我也没什么大事，我不过这边放松一点，那边放松一点，就是没有怎么样。但是你知道吗？神说我们在这个世界上，我们是在被试验，看我们是不是配得将来永远的和他在一起。我们在被考验。
At the longest time of our earth journey, it's only at the most like our sister that died 104, she was. But during many of those years, she wasn't really able to do a lot. But I'm saying that we've made, we're just at the basic, we're here probably like 80, 60, 80, 100 years. But that's a short period of time concern, leaving that up and putting that and looking at eternity forever and forever and forever.
我们好像这个漫长的一生，比如前一段有个 mini 姐妹，她104过世的，有大多数我们就活到80岁左右，八九十岁，看上去很漫长，但是跟永恒来相比，真的这些都是很短暂的。
A wise person would recognize, let me serve the Lord, let me live unspotted, let me do my very best to whatever the word of God saysthat I should do. That's a wise person.
一个有智慧的人呢，就会说，让我就是用这个短暂的时间，我来服侍神，就是尽我最大的努力，按照神的话语来做，来活。这是一个有智慧的人。他刚才讲到那个活到104的 mini 姐妹，他说他，其实他有一段时间好像也不能做什么。他要讲那个，其实我们的一生是跟永恒相比非常短暂。
So we need to compare it to something, you know? If you're going to...You want an education.
所以我们要开始有些要做一些比较，要一个正确的来思量。比如说我们想要有好的教育。
And you enrolled in college.
那你就到大学里去了。
And you worked very hard.
然后你也很努力的学习。
And you got very good grades and you stayed until the fourth year.
然后呢，你也是非常，你的成绩也很好，一直在大学里待到第四年。
The fruits of your labor you're going to gather as you go out into life.
然后呢，你现在就看到你努力的成果，你的结果，你如果去工作的话，会看到、这个。
But suppose like many young people, their parents want them to go to college, or they think they want to go to college, it'll be a good idea because they'll make more money, so they start in college.
就像很多年轻人他们去上大学呢，是因为父母觉得去上大学很好，然后呢在上大学呢也可以就找到一份好工作挣钱，然后他们也就去了大学，刚开始是这样的。
But somewhere along the line they say, oh, I'm giving this up, this is too hard, I can get a good job, I'll get another kind of job, and they leave college.
或者他们就在这个大学上了 一阵以后，他们就说，哦，这个太难了，我没有这个，我也可以有份工作，所以他们就离开，就放弃了，半中途就放弃了。
So, and then what do? They think they're going to do something, but the rest of their life, they have to take something they really didn't want. And it becomes, a, what shall I say, it's very difficult for them then. But if they had only stayed in college,It would have been different.
就是说，如果说，但是他们后来发现，他们就是中途辍学，然后他们就去找工作，结果发现他们后边的一生中间呢，反而是比较艰难。如果他们当时要是就是努力坚持下去了，可能就是不就会不同，因为他们当时觉得这个太难，放弃了。
Same with our Christian life. Same as in our Christian life. I say.You know, we start out, but as we go along, we get sloppy. As we go along, we don't pray like we should. We don't hardly, we read the Bible maybe once or twice a week, and we get into some things and we get spotted by the world. We get our tongues get to be gossipers, or we go on to be always criticizing, and we just keep on going, and we miss heaven.
然后呢，妈咪是用刚才那个教育来跟这个基督徒的生活来做比较。她说，就像我们基督徒的生活，我们刚开始的时候挺好的，然后呢，慢慢的好像就变得有点松散了，然后也不怎么祷告了，也不怎么读经了，然后世界上有些东西好像抓住我们的注意力，我们也不勒住自己的舌头，然后常常开始批评，慢慢的就好像离开了。
So wasn't it better to read the word of God, get close to him?Learn to watch over your tongue. Learn to be very compassionate to people, even helping. Learning to keep unspotted from the world. And then for all eternity, we live in heaven.
所以呢，就像如果我们能够很就是比较一直在上，就像在那个大学里读书，我们很谨慎的，我们祷告，我们读经，我们就是保守自己的心，不沾染世俗，控制自己的舌头。那我们在整个永恒里，我们在天堂。
Jesus said, It's the wise person that builds on the rock.
主耶稣说这个智慧人呢是把房子建在磐石上。
A foolish one that builds on the sand.
但是呢这个愚笨的人呢却是把房子建立在沙土上。
I'm trusting, ladies, and I believe there are those of you here that maybe will start taking account of yourself. Now, Lord, am I all right? Am I doing? And little by little, and some of you know yourselves, but get yourselves to the place where you don't just be religious, but get to the place where it becomes a joy of your life. Because when you live for him and commune with him, there are joys that come. Oh, there's heartaches, burdens, and sorrows.But the joy of the Lord becomes our strength.
所以呢我们就是姐妹可能会考虑这些问题。当我们就是说这些事情不单单你开始去做的时候这些事情慢慢就对你来讲不是一个责任不是一个宗教而是变成你的喜乐。当你为主而活跟主靠近的时候从主而来的这个喜乐就是我们心里的力量。
Now maybe some of you wish I didn't come back today, but let me tell you, I love you. I want each one of us to get to heaven. I want to enjoy all the glories of knowing and seeing Jesus and our Father. And, you know, today they have a lot of books or they have a lot of on the iPad. They have people who have gone to heaven. They said they've gone to heaven. And the one great thing that most of them said,They have a feeling of love that they have never felt before. Okay. And you know, to me, choose this day whom you will serve, what you will do for him.
Yeah, 就是有些人可能你们会觉得哎呀妈咪你还不如不回来讲这些但是你知道我爱你们我希望我们都能去天堂然后我们都能看到主耶稣的这个荣耀父神的这个荣耀天堂的美好你知道最近呢就是有很多人写了一些书啊不管是或者网上卖的就讲到他们去就是那个临死的经验然后他们去到天堂他们都有共同点说他们感到一种从来没有感受过的爱你知道当我们所以在今天的选择就是说让我们更靠近神
Let's just bow our heads for a moment
让我们一起来祷告
Father we're so glad that you said that whosoever will and that's what it is
主耶稣啊
I'm sorry
父神啊我们真的是很感谢你因为你说只要愿意的就可以到我面前来。
Whosoever determines in their heart that they're going to make it to heaven.
在他们心里定义的他们就可以到你那里来就可以到天堂。
All heaven will help them as they move along.
当他们向前行的时候主啊愿你帮助他们。
Help us to just look at ourselves.And then, Lord, allow you to make us those that are unspotted, those that watch our tongue, those that love to reach out to those who are needy. And, Lord, I believe our ladies can become a force, a tremendous force in our community and wherever they may be.
Oh, 主啊，当我们看你的时候，就求你帮助我们，让我们真的是能够勒住自己的舌手保守自己不沾染世俗主我知道你可以让我们的这些姐妹们成为我们社群成为我们周围的一股真的是能够改变的力量
In Jesus name Amen
奉主耶稣的名求 Amen
God bless you ladies
神祝福大家